Hello, Aurovil. I'm on location at Mitra Youth Hostel to talk with some of its most inspirational talents, which is very easy to find here.
I just found a guy recording the nature around Aurovil. Let's ask him.
Hello, my name is Amit. I'm from IIT Guwahati. I'm here for an internship at Upasana Design Studio, which is basically a fashion design. They deal with fashion design. But they have given me a very good opportunity to design a silk film, a book on silk, which is going to be the first that kind of book. Aurovil I chose because it's a real great place for any designer to be. It's like so much with energy. All of us are staying in Mitra, which is another great place for youth, youngsters like us, because you have people from around the best schools from the world. They are here and you have so much energy, different energy you can share. As you said that I am going around with camera, yeah, because I have got a plan. I mean, something is there in my mind, a small film. It's about how Aurovil is green and that kind of plane. It's not science, it's a small documentary, not even documentary, very small film I'm trying to make. It's like how the entire world is connected to each other. The movie goes like just assume a tree as an apartment where everybody lives. Okay, the birds and the insect, the animal, the squirrel, the snake, everybody, worm, everything lives in that apartment. They have their world. Like we do have our kids, they go to school, we have colleges, we have sports and things. So they also have those activities happening in the tree. Then suddenly a man comes with axe to cut the tree. When he comes there, suddenly there is a rain. To protect himself from the rain, he goes under the tree. Then he realizes the importance of the tree and he leaves the axe, and then it's like the entire thing is interconnected. Like the trees, the plant, everybody needs the tree. So that's the film I'm trying to do.
Has Aurovil influenced you in any way to shoot this film? Locations or the story? Or?
It is Aurovil, because after coming to Aurovil, I got the idea, because the day I came here, I was just, this was something which I never expected in my life. The place can be something like this. Everywhere green, you have got so much trees, so much, birds and things. So I went around for 2-3 days. Early morning, a few people even called me mad, but I went around early morning with my camera and I saw different things. Especially one day I saw some ants making their house, and it was amazing to see, because different ants, what they do, right, they hold two leaves and they bring it near. They bring the leaves together and then they build the whole nest. It's amazing thing to see, kind of glow made with leaves, and it's done by ants. And a lot of things I've been seeing, so that struck me, okay, it can be like everybody's interdependent on the tree. So Aurovil is the one which inspired me to do this.
Hi Isabel, how are you?
I'm good, and you, Vinu?
I'm fine. Where are you from?
I'm from Canada, but actually I'm from Montreal, so I'm a French-Canadian.
How did you find Aurovil?
Actually, I was looking for an internship in India. I've been interested in this country for a long time. I was on idealist.org, which is a website where you can find some jobs, some internship or some volunteering in the international development, so around the world. And I found this post there was an organization called Aurovil Village Action Group that were looking for someone to do monitoring and evaluation. And since I study in international relation and in international law, I could develop a little bit more my skills and give some of me to the organization.
So how is it in Mitra, Aurovil? How's the experience?
I didn't have any expectation about living here. I'm pretty happy now to live in a dormitory with 5 other girls. Most of them are from many parts of India. And didn't know that there was so many... the diversity in over India. What is great is that between them they speak in English, though I could understand what they say. And because they are all students, most of them in design, it's pretty easy to ask them some questions, and they can answer all my questions about the culture, about the condition of women in India, about some customs, and about their own life, actually.
Will the Aurovil experience inspire you in your future?
You know, I've been here for 3 weeks now. It's maybe a little too early to say that. I will be in Auroville for 3 months. I'm pretty sure I will be able to answer this question in 3 months. But since now, I know that the atmosphere in Auroville is pretty interesting for this is spiritual attraction. Being with people from around the world and being part of a human community, or maybe a trying to do a human community, is pretty interesting. And I've read a lot about Sri Aurobindo and the mother, and I'm really in touch with their thoughts, and I think it makes me grow for in the future. And for my internship, for sure, it's really interesting because I'm learning a lot about how the culture could influence the human rights and the women issues over India. And it gives me some idea for maybe a master next year. And yeah, that's it.
Hi, Otis.
Hi, Vinu.
Where are you from?
I'm from Rajkot College, and I'm studying architecture in my last semester. And I'm in Auroville to compile a thesis on contemporary cosmic architecture. And I'm taking Auroville as the case particularly.
Why did you choose Auroville for your thesis?
The idea is that my title demanded so. It was around... Probably Auroville is the only case where in the contemporary times I might find
cosmic architecture.
The idea of cosmic architecture is that the architecture influenced by... that's it. I'm here for my thesis. My experiences in Auroville, the first thing is that the first day when I arrived, I was totally spellbound by the forest around, which I have never seen in my life. And people living in so much harmony within that forest without any... discomfort or without anything that they have to complain about. In fact, they're enjoying that serenity of the forest. And another thing that is so spectacular about this place is that they're getting... people are just so liberated of possessing what they have. They're just so free themselves, and all they're bothered about is working towards the future and just being in a simple harmony with each other. This is one place that I've ever been to that they don't talk about cash, that you owe me so much, I owe you so much. There's no account of how much goes away from your pocket. It's just that you are together. People are together. People are having fun. That's it.
So how is Mitra?
Mitra is a lifetime experience, because first of all, I've never been all alone in my life. In the sense, I've never stayed all alone like this, especially in a hostel for the first time, and that to a co-ed hostel is another thing. So it is a first experience and a lifetime experience that I might be taking.
Any comments about the architecture in Auroville? Special, anything, something special about?
The speciality about it is that every second building that I go to is so much in harmony with the nature. They try and incorporate nature, get into nature, and it's like evolving from nature. Every second architecture, and especially the communities that I have been to, like Evergreen and Quiet communities. I think it's more than just being in nature. It's experiencing nature. Like, you are just building the prime requisites that you need to live in nature.
Hi, I'm Rakhi, and I'm from Ahmedabad. I've come here for my diploma project. I'm working in Upasana for 4 months as an intern, and I'm working on Indian traditional costumes. So I'm staying at Mitra. It's a nice place, and I came to meet a lot of new people from all over the world, and my roommate is also from Austria, so it has been really great to interact with people. And working in Upasana, it was like dream come true, because the place is nice, everything is peaceful, you have a nice working environment, everything, and you get to meet a lot of new designers and people, volunteers from all over the world, especially like Uma supporting us, supporting me for everything that I have been doing and encouraging in every small steps. So it was like really great, and Orwell is really, you know, inspiring place to come and work in.
My name is Vikram. I'm a long time guest and volunteer. I work in the Matramandir Gardens this year. All this work is for the Divine Mother. I have surrendered my life into the path of Mother and Sri Aurobindo, and I enjoy staying in Mitra. It's a hub of beautiful energy with a lot of new people willing to explore and also trying to find out more things about their own life and finding themselves. It's also very close to where I work, so it's easier for me. I think this place brings out harmony in its very essence. So it's nice to see a lot of different people from different cultures and nations being together and trying to create harmony amongst themselves. And I love to stay here. The work is good. I see Matramandir as a growing evolution. To realize the mother's dream seems to be a paramount goal in the near future, with a lot of help from workers and volunteers and existing organizations. Yeah.
Arun works in Mitra, but he also plays for a football team. I'll better ask him for more.
Hi, my name is Arun. So I born in Auroville only. I'm studying in Udevi school. So now I'm working in Mitra. So I am in Delhi 2 years. And then now I'm teaching football for Udevi school student. So I have a more student to 21 student have a football team. So we are playing normal like village team or Pondicherry team like this. So I like to develop more my team. I have future plan. So I involve fully in football. So we like to develop our team and national. I would like to play at national games and like this. That's my hobby and my future plan. My team name is Vince Tiger. That's a good name, I think. So also one more thing, like this, they interest in cricket also, but they don't give interest to hockey. You know one thing, everyone watching cricket, okay, but no one is watching hockey. You have to give more power to give hockey, you know. They feelings like no one watching our games, no one give energy in hockey. So in a football team, there is in India, there is no football team in a national, you know. We like to play in a national and we will go. I hope we will do best in football.
I have Usha with me. Usha is the manager of Mitra.
I receive a student from all over the world. They come here for training and internship. Mostly I receive lot of students for architect, and some of them are designers, and some they do other works in a garden or radio and other kind of places. These students are coming with a dream that they're learning. In Auroville they learn a lot apart from other places.
Are they comfortable in Mitra?
Yeah, they really enjoy it. They are very comfortable to stay in Mitra. All the students are special for me. Everyone is special here. I'm really happy to have all the students here. To see all the students together, it's very nice, and I'm also enjoying with them. I enjoy my life in Mitra with students a lot.